Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better healthcare. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Welcome back to today's show on women's health, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine. Here's Lisa Dent.
Oh my gosh, the doctors walk in the studio and I'm like, oh my gosh, let me say this or ask that. It is Women's Health Month and we are focusing today on topics that center around women's bodies, and mostly it's been all about fibroids and reproductive issues. We want to welcome to the studio Dr. Lauren Stryker and Dr. Rajul Patel. Thank you so much. Introduce yourself. Tell everybody what you do, because when you talk about, you know, sexual medicine and menopause, people are like, well, sexual medicine? What exactly does that mean?
Well, you are exactly correct. People don't know what we mean by that. So when I'm talking about sexual medicine, what I'm talking about are the biological, hormonal, physical aspects of having a normal sexual response. And these are things that can occur in any age. A lot of people think if we're talking sexual medicine that we're only talking about women who are 50 plus. Nothing could be further than the truth. In our Center for Sexual Medicine, we see women who are 20, 30, 40, who are having pain with sex. They're not able to have an orgasm. They have no libido. And then, of course, we see people that have medical issues that impact on that. And then in the Center for Menopause, of course, we are seeing women of all ages, starts a lot younger than you might think, 40 yes. plus, and women even earlier if they've had maybe cancer treatments or surgery. And we deal with all aspects of menopause, because the lack of estrogen, it could impact your brain, your bladder, your bones, your libido, you name it, it's affected. So that's what we do. And then our newest center is our program for vulvar and vaginal health, which is led by Dr. Patel.
Thank you for joining us, Dr. Patel. I was asking if women are less inhibited now to come in and talk about the body part we all use every single day.
A little bit biased, because in our center, we see women who are specifically seeking help for these issues. And there's somebody who's going to listen and take their concerns seriously.
That's what we want. We want a doctor who listens, you know?
Who listens and who doesn't make people feel uncomfortable.
Right.
You know, we are so matter of fact about it that when a woman comes in and we immediately start using language that maybe she hasn't heard before, even the word vulva. 90% of the time when a woman says, I have a rash or an itch on my vagina, she's really talking about her vulva. Vulva's everything on the outside. So that's the first thing we do to make women feel comfortable, is not only use the proper language, but we give them a little anatomy lesson.
We do.
Yeah, so talk about when someone comes in, how we do that.
When someone comes in, you know, we take a history, listen to what their concerns are, what's been bothering them, why they've been sent to us. But when I do an exam, I'll use a mirror and actually go through the exam with the patient and point out all the anatomy, point out what I'm seeing.
Okay, I have never had anybody pull out a mirror. And, I mean, let's face it, we all look at it with a mirror, right? I mean,
well, no, actually, people don't, and that's part of the problem. I always say, you know, men have the obvious advantage if they can inspect their genitals with absolutely no effort on their part. And women, it takes a little bit more work. So kudos to you that you've gotten that mirror and the light out. But how many times does a woman come in and we get the mirror out and she immediately turns her face away and she says, oh, I've never looked and I don't want to, because we're taught that that part of the body is shameful.
Oh my gosh, that part of the body gives pleasure. It produces babies. You know,
I thought you were going to say produces orgasms.
That too, yes. Okay, so Carrie, what you were saying, so you actually take out a mirror and you go through everything with the patient while she's there.
Absolutely.
Yep. Wow.
And then I'll even use the mirror to teach them how to apply the treatment.
Oh, that's amazing. So women come to you for what variety of symptoms?
Well, there's actually three categories of vulvar problems, if you will. And we look at those problems in terms of, is this an irritant that went on their skin, or is this an infection, or is this a dermatologic problem? But the kinds of symptoms that we hear.
These conditions can produce symptoms such as itching, burning, discharge, constant pain, pain with sexual activity, bleeding, vaginal dryness, you name it.
And how is a vulvar exam different than a regular pap smear?
When you go for your regular pap smear, there's a speculum.
Yeah.
The dreaded speculum that comes out. They get your pap smear and it's done in about 30 seconds. This exam is different. It's very, very thorough, and I'm looking at the skin. I'm looking at the glands, the nerves, all the structures, and very carefully examining.
And in the one question you said, Dr. Stryker, when people come in, when women come in, you ask them, what is that one question?
Well, we ask a lot of questions.
I know, but you said you actually ask women about orgasms.
Well, that's right. Not because we have the Center for Sexual Medicine. And when we look at sexual issues, there's, you know, lack of libido is number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is difficulty with orgasm. And then we get into arousal issues, pain with intercourse. But we actually come right out and say, are you able to have an orgasm? Is sex pleasurable? And when I'm talking to large groups of women, which I do a lot, and I'll say, okay, raise your hand if your doctor asks you about sex. And, you know, maybe half the hands will go up. And then I'll say, all right, leave your hand up if your doctor asks you about orgasm. Every hand goes down.
Never. I've never been asked.
Never. And the reason why is a lot of people think, well, are they embarrassed or this or that? No, truly, the reason why is if a woman says, I'm not able to have an orgasm, her doctor generally has nothing to say, but I'm sorry. He or she's not able to help the woman. We are. This is what we do.
Right.
But they're very, you know, no one's going to talk about a condition unless they have solutions. So we are very solution-driven at Northwestern in our programs. That's what's so unique about them. And women do come to see us from all over the country because they have not been able to get help from their own doctors. And we identify the problem, and then most important, we give solutions.
Thank you for coming in and sharing the news with everyone. If you want information, visit sexmedmenopause.nm.org, or, you know, send me a text and I'll get you the info. We appreciate your input on Chicago's Afternoon News. Hey, Mary's got to check on weather and traffic.